That. And now you can see the numbers going up there.
Fantastic.
Showing it
well. Should be recording that. Okay. I'm just going to phone the BBC Radio Nottingham to let them know that the protesters have got inside the power station at Radcliffe on Soar, and that we're on our way there and we need some press coverage. Okay.
Everyone's going to see me on these
Midlands
news
after each other. So my daughter! What's she doing there?
But anyone recognises you
from
all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping. No, my mum will know.
She'll
just look and know it's me.
Hi there, this is Becky from Eastside Climate Action. I'm just phoning up with a news story for you. That's correct. Have you already heard about it? Okay.
Just one more and then
you
stay in place.
I am, yes, I know my way round. Okay. Sure. That's fine. We're on our way there at the moment, so I'll probably be able to tell you a little bit more in a bit, but do you want to Okay. Just my first name, if that's okay. No, Becky. It's Becky. Yeah. It's Eastside Climate Action. Okay, today a group of protesters have gone to the power station at Radcliffe-on-Soar, and they have got inside the plant and they've locked on to dumper trucks and the conveyor belts, and they've stopped operation. Okay, well, Radcliffe-on-Soar is a coal-powered fire station. Sorry, it's a coal-powered power station, and it's obviously we're campaigning about climate change and CO2 emissions, and these sorts of sources of energy are massively polluting and are contributing massively to climate change. We need to see action, and we need to see it now. We need to see decentralisation of our energy sources, and we feel that not enough is happening quick enough. If we want a future for our planet, we really need to act now. Well, it's going to achieve stopping operation for a day. It's going to achieve getting press attention. It's going to achieve getting the message out there and communicating to lots of people that this is a really serious issue that people feel very strongly about, strong enough to take non-violent direct action. And it's not enough to just talk about it. We really need to be seeing serious changes right now. Well, that's possible. I mean, we'll just have to wait and see with that one. But there's a group of people who are going to be at the gates shortly. So if you want to come and talk to people further about what's going on inside, you can. With these things, you know, you just have to try as hard as you can and to stay there as long as you can and make the point. Sure. Yeah. You can reach me on 07880 937 511. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye. Hello. Hi. Okay. We've got some independent photographers with us if you want. Yeah, we can get some images to you if basically later on today, maybe if we email them across to you. I think today this is where the action's happening, so. Right, I don't believe that's going to happen today, no. Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. Bye. Oh God, sorry, I hope I'm saying the right thing. It's really hard. What are we trying to achieve? Well, we're going to change the rules. Sorry, I can switch off.